only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%.
Some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also what things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone is, to be on the show, is 866-444-3471. Good visit with Dr. Darcy there. And just one more time for those of you that maybe were still looking for a pen or a pencil to set up an appointment that won't cost you anything. If you tell them you've heard Dr. Darcy on the show here, Infinity Matrix Stem Cells, it's 800-341-2650, or go to avcenters.com/dirt doctor. Okay, let's see what we need to do here. Real quickly, and then we'll go. Ronnie, you'll be first up. Anybody else wants to jump on here, please do. The crazy water, you know, fits right into all this health stuff that we talk about here. Drinking a lot of water is something I recommend. If you don't have filtered water, you need to look into that. But a good way to go that's even better in some cases is the crazy water, because it's so loaded with beneficial minerals and everything. Comes from Texas. Crazy water. It really is crazy that it's so good. And the Aldi grocery stores, that's the tip for you, have it now, so it's easy to find in more places than before. If you need more information, it is crazy water at drinkcrazywater.com. All right, let's see what Ronnie's up to in Azle, Texas. Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Howard.
You bet.
I got real curious. I've got a bunch of molasses tubs and stuff like that that I was wanting to start a little container gardening with, some tomatoes and squash and stuff. And I was thinking and wondering, can you just fill those up with lava sand and maybe a little green sand with it too, maybe? And will the plants survive or do good in that, or is there something better?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I've experimented with that exact thing. I wanted to find out myself if you could grow plants in solid 100% lava sand. I haven't mixed the lava and the green sand together, but I know what the result would be. The answer is yes, the plants will grow in solid lava sand, but they'll grow a lot better if you mix in the other ingredients that I recommend for potting soil, which would include compost and green sand and azomite and cornmeal and dry molasses. You see what I mean? It just, the lava sand will work, but when it's 100%, you know, you've got plants growing beautifully in places like Hawaii and places like that where it's, you know, solid 100% lava and rock and lava sand and magma, old magma and whatever, basalt. But the growth will be better if you have some organic matter mixed in it and some of the other things. The one negative about growing in solid lava sand is that it will literally hold a little bit not too much moisture, but it will hold the moisture a little bit too long and keep the plants a little bit on the you know, too wet side to get the optimal amount of growth.
Okay. Okay. Another just little quick question I thought of when I was waiting online. On drilling the drain holes on these containers, mm-hmm. I'm kind of confused. Some people say drill a lot of holes in the bottom, and some people say go up 3 or 4 inches up the side where it'll hold a little water in the bottom of the pot. Do you have any recommendations for that?
Yeah, I recommend both. And I've done exactly that on some big concrete pots that I have in the back. I have holes in the bottom, and I drilled holes in the side right at the bottom and then about 6 inches up above that. So I think mm-hmm. having one of the things that can happen it can happen to anybody. It's happened to me. Is that the roots of plants in containers can completely jam up and block drainage holes. So having a good variety of them at different heights is a good idea.
Okay. Well, what about the ones where you don't drill any in the bottom, but you just go up about 4 inches to where it holds like 4 inches of water in the bottom of the pot all the time?
I don't think there's any benefit to that at all. It may have some negative. I'd put holes in the bottom and in the sides.
Okay. Because I'm scared root rot or something might set in, you know, if it's just holding water there all the time.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that's a good idea at all.
Okay. Well, listen, I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck.
Enjoy your show.
Like a good idea. Oh, thank you very much.
All right.
Talk to you later. And the number is 866-444-3478. We were putting out some mulch on some onions. Oh, by the way, that's a report I didn't give you yet either. I'm doing an experiment with onions. I will be planting little transplants next month. Well, probably late January or into February, and do the more typical type of planting of onions. But I have also planted the little bulbs, the little small bulbs that I purchased from a feed store, farm store. Planted them a month ago, and they're coming up and growing like crazy. One of the fears going that route is that the plants grow a little too fast sometimes and will bolt. I'm not seeing that as a problem yet. We did mulch, and when you mulch plants that are coming up like that, that are coming up a whole bunch of plants all through the bed and everything, you got to be careful. And what I do is I take the mulch in my hands and I kind of shake it, and I let the mulch go down very sparsely around the plants and not hurt or cover up the plants. And then I'll do it again, build it up just enough to cover the soil and any weeds that are getting started, but not hurt the crop that you're growing. One of the things that's interesting in the gardens at the office, and I don't know how it got started. It must have gotten started before we own the place, because I have poinsettias coming up from seed all over the place in one area, and I always let them go. I think it's kind of fun. They don't get the big, beautiful red bracts like they do when, you know, they're grown in a greenhouse situation and you're controlling the light and all that. But they make interesting little plants, especially when they're just coming up for you without any problem at all. Another thing, before we go back to the phones, that I wanted to work in today is tree availability. Oh, and it reminds me, product availability, too. Somebody brought that up when we were going for a break, and I didn't get back to it. But tree availability, I get more questions about the big tooth maple than anything. So any of you that have any access or know any growers or any contractors that have the big tooth maple, we have more and more people that are seeing it on my website and seeing me talk about it that are interested in it. And we're going to be telling you about a growing operation. And I'll just tell you right now, it's down in the Waxahachie area, and they're going to be handling a lot of the trees that I recommend. It's Texas Tree Farms is the name of the company. You're going to be hearing a lot about it because they've really decided to make a major commitment to organics and planting trees properly and doing the kind of things that we recommend. And I'm delighted to be telling you about them on a regular basis. But if anybody has any sources of big tooth maple, the loquat leaf oak, which is the most unusual tree that I've had wonderful experience with, some of these are coming from Stephen F. Austin from David Creech's bunch over there in Nacogdoches. I talk with David from time to time, and he may know some sources too. But if anybody knows any sources that we can pass on to people, that's great. From the product standpoint, it's just a call around and see what you can find, because none of the retail stores, and this company I mentioned a minute ago, is going to be in the retail products business also, big time. But what you need to do is just call around, because you'll find that the feed stores, the farm stores, the hardware stores, and the garden centers are all carrying certain organic products. The one you'll find almost everywhere is Garrett juice, because so many people come in and ask him for it. And you're going to find some of the basic products like cornmeal and lava sand and things like that. But you may not necessarily find the organic fertilizers that I recommend and the other kind of specialty products. So that's something that we're starting to try to work on more and help with. So my advice to you is call around. You're going to find some of the basic stuff even in the big box stores. Not consistent, though, in any one place yet. That's about to change. I'll give you that heads up. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, telephone number. And we've got people on the lines. We'll get to everybody as quickly as we can. Is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. And by the way, if you haven't seen the Fabulous Tree slideshow, it's right there at the top of the page, top right-hand corner of dirtdoctor.com. Check it out. It's free.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com or call 866-444-3478. Have you heard that the Old Farmer's Almanac says that we may have the coldest winter that we've had in years? So how do we get ready? Well, one thing is to put the freeze miser on all of your outdoor hydrants. No batteries or electricity, just some incredible technology that senses when the water in the lines fall below 37 degrees and then releases the exact amount of water that it needs. Ask for it by name at your favorite nursery, hardware, farm and ranch store, or log in to freezemiser.com. It's the freeze miser, and it works.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
With the changing of seasons and the transition to winter plantings, Medina offers the perfect fertilizer for your gardening needs. Medina's Growing Green is an OMRI-listed organic fertilizer derived from pasteurized poultry manure. Growing Green is naturally slow-release for continuous feeding to build healthier soil and root systems through three stages of activity, including balanced nutrient supply, structure repair for the soil, and trace mineral availability. Your lawns, flowers, trees, and vegetable gardens, and the potted plants will all love Medina's Growing Green organic fertilizer. The commercial version of Garrett Juice is also available from Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Visit online at MedinaAg.com to learn more about this family of natural lawn and garden products.
For the whole blooming garden, Medina makes it happen. 59 years young and always environmentally friendly, MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And let's go to Carrollton again and talk to Ray this time. What's up, Ray?
Hey, Howard, I'm having a good time and enjoy your show today.
Thank you.
I have a home in Carrollton. It's U-shaped, and the U-shape, the open end of the U faces the west. And okay. I have a patio out here. And so I'm thinking about putting a tree in to give me some respite from the afternoon sun. And I wondered if you had any recommendations for this location.
Well, I can give you a couple that I would consider if it were my place. I'd look at something deciduous because getting the sunlight in the winter would be kind of a nice thing. But shade in the summer, that west sun as it's setting in the afternoon is blazing. So can we put a big tree in there, or do you need something that's going to behave itself and stay a little bit smaller?
I have a space in the backyard with 30 by 30.
Okay. That's not huge. I tell you what I'd look at first. I'd look at this one would get a little big, but it'd be the biggest one I'd recommend that you look at because it's such a beautiful tree. It ought to be at least considered. And it's called Texas Ash. It has the prettiest fall color of anything that we can use here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And the other one, the next one I would recommend would be an oak that's called Lacey Oak, L-A-C-E-Y. It's an oak that doesn't get overpoweringly large. Beautiful color in the spring when it comes out with its new growth. Pretty orange fall color, and it's just a very nice textured plant. And let's see, what other deciduous ones? Something that I would also probably consider myself would be Dawn Redwood or Ball Cypress. If you want something that's a really distinctive looking tree, and you may not like it for that space, but functionally it would work for what you're talking about there.
What was the first of the two that you mentioned there?
The first one would be that I mentioned was Texas Ash.
And sorry, Howard. I meant when you mentioned Bald Cypress.
Oh,
did you mention something right before that?
Yeah, it's a tree called Dawn Redwood, D-A-W-N, Dawn Redwood. It looks much like a bald cypress, but I like some of the qualities that it has quite well. And this would also be a great place for the the maples that I recommend that are harder to find. The Caddo maple would be a reasonable choice, and the big tooth maple would be another very good choice.
So let me ask you this question with regard to these choices. I'm 75. I may live to see this tree grow for 15 to 25 years, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to look at growth potential, what do you think would be the best of these to realize a benefit in my life?
Well, the one that would get the biggest of all those I've mentioned, the quickest would be the Texas ash. And second would be the big tooth maple, probably. And then next in line, I think the bald cypresses and the dawn redwoods. And the slowest of the bunch would probably be the oak, the lacy oak. But it, look at pictures of it. It'd be definitely a choice for you to consider. It's a great little tree.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, I thank you for that. And I have one more quick question. I have a large concrete pad back in the patio. I've often thought of cutting a large circular hole in there and planting a tree in the middle of this pad. How does that work? Is that a smart idea, or is it just not smart?
Well, I think it's subjective. If you need something there in that hole, there's plenty of trees that would grow there fine, unless for some reason it's a contaminated soil site or it's going to hold water and have a perched water table and keep the root system of the tree too wet. It would be one that I might really consider. Another cypress, it's called the Montezuma cypress. It's a bald cypress, but it's one that grows almost twice as fast as regular bald cypress. And if it would be an area, because you've cut through concrete, that holds water a little bit longer, it could take that condition without any trouble at all. So take a look at that, Montezuma cypress. The biggest one in the world is in my fabulous tree slideshow that I mentioned that's on our website up there in the right-hand corner, top right-hand corner. It's in Mexico, and it's about a 3,000-year-old tree. So you're not going to make it to see that, but you'll be able to see it get pretty big.
Yeah, I have good drainage in this situation. I have a sloping backyard. It's a slight slope, and so it would drain well.
Well, you could do any of those trees that I mentioned then.
Great, Howard. Listen, I appreciate you very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the call. Talk to you later.
You're welcome. All right.
Let's see what Mike's up to in Lucas, Texas.
Good morning, Doctor.
Hi, Mike.
How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Good. We have some well-established jasmine beds, but the last year I've gotten some growth in weeds and grasses. And it's very, very difficult and time-consuming to be pulling these things all the time. Is there anything that you could recommend that would help deal with the weeds and grasses, but, you know, be benign with respect to the Asian jasmine itself?
Well, there's a couple of things that are possibilities, and to go through them without rushing, I need to put you on hold, and let's talk about it after this break. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
Got a couple of ideas for you. I'm going to put you back on hold. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We're going to talk about weeds and jasmine beds. We'll talk about whatever you like. If you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. And I'll tell you about Arrington Roofing when I come back as well. They're into roof gardens, which is really cool. I'll be back.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees?
The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's DirtDoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we're going back to Lucas, Texas, because we were working with Mike on some weeds and beds. I assume you're talking about Asian jasmine beds, Mike. Is that what they are?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you know what kind of weeds that you're dealing with?
Not really. The weeds tend to be kind of creepers that stay low, and the grasses are both the flat blade and the round blade variety.
So you have some grasses and some broadleaf weeds in there. Okay, there's a couple of different ways to go here. One would be to set up a situation where you can mechanically, physically control them a little better. And what I would recommend there is that late winter, you know, you're not going to have these weeds growing unless they're winter weeds. And then my second recommendation will help you with that. But if they're summer weeds, we'll wait till late winter, just before the new growth is thinking about starting to grow again, you know, February-ish.
Yes, sir.
Early March. We're going to set the lawnmower on the highest setting, have your contractor do it or do it yourself, and mow the jasmine down. That will get you down to a situation where you can you can actually see where the weeds are as far as the stems are and maybe do some physical removal. It also might hurt the weeds enough to where the jasmine, when it starts growing again, you can see the weeds, pull them out, spot spray them with vinegar possibly, gives the jasmine kind of an advantage. The other thing you can try, and this will work on the winter weeds now, and it will work on the summer weeds later after you've done the scalping and it starts to grow again, you can use the commercial product that's called AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer. And you could
can you spell that, please?
It's A-G-R-A, and then capital L-A-W-N, AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer. And it is a cinnamon-based product, believe it or not, that is selective. It'll kill the grassy weeds and the broadleaf weeds without hurting the turf grasses. Now, I haven't ever used it really seriously in a situation like yours. I don't think it will hurt permanently the Asian jasmine. It might yellow it a little bit. It's totally non-toxic. You know, it'd be worth trying in an area for sure. But it might give us a way to control those weeds in that jasmine bed, you know, without having to hand pull every single weed.
Mm-hmm.
So get some of it. You may have to buy it online. It may not be in the nurseries and garden centers where you shop, and if it's not, you can buy it online, but it's called AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Any suggestion on the grasses?
The grasses, it would help with those as well as the broadleaf.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that's great. One of the neat things about
it. Try.
Uh-huh. Let me know how it works for you.
All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
Appreciate the call. Let's see what Mark in Krugerville's up to. Hey, Mark.
Good morning, Howard. Can you hear me?
I can. What's up?
I'd like your take on raised beds made of concrete.
Okay.
I'm getting ready to, we're building a new house on 1.5 acres, and I'm putting in a garden. Got a section prepared for the ground, in-ground garden, but I've had so much success this year with raised beds, and I'm looking for something semi-permanent. So I'd like your thoughts on in-ground versus raised beds, specifically on concrete raised beds.
What are we going to be growing?
Oh, tomatoes, vegetables primarily.
Okay, vegetable garden. Well, the raised beds give you some comfort about not having to bend over so low, and it also gives you an easy way to keep weeds from encroaching in from the side and all that kind of thing. So if you want to do it, I think, and if it's in your budget to do it, I think it'd be great. And I have no problem with concrete as being the walls at all. I think concrete or real stone or concrete building stone, you know, that you stack up, any of those things are fine. The only things I wouldn't recommend you do would be wood, because some of the wood is treated and contaminated like railroad ties, and the other wood, rough cut cedar, we'll use a lot of times, but it's going to rot away after a few years. So concrete's a good way to go. No problem with it at all.
Okay. Very good. Thanks so much.
Okay. Is that all you needed?
That's it.
All right. Talk to you later. Here is Ray in Carrollton next up. Hey, Ray.
Hey, Howard. I forgot this when I called you a moment ago, but I have a particularly difficult weed called Virginia buttonweed in my St. Augustine.
Yep.
And it is a tough one. Have you got any recommendations on control?
I have had people tell me they've controlled it. And others that they haven't been able to control it with the same product I was mentioning a minute ago, the AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer. If you apply it properly, and the proper application is a little bit dicey, because when you buy that stuff in the smaller containers, there's a lid. You take the lid off, and then there's a second layer there that has holes in it. And it gives you the instructions to, you know, to shake it out on the area after wetting it down. Those holes are too big. It comes out too clumpy. The way to put it out so that it'll work is to wet the area down that has the Virginia buttonweed growing in it, or wild strawberries, which is what I've used it on, or any other kind of weed. Crabgrass is how it was developed. But you wet the entire area down, and you dust it out in as light a dusting as you can. I use a device called a dustin miser. You can also use some kind of a bulb that, you know, shoots out a nice smoky, you know, a cloud of this stuff, so it'll settle on the wet area turf real lightly. Cover thoroughly, but be a real light coating. You can do it with a turkey baster, for example, or any kind of a puffer that puts out a light puffing of the stuff. And if you do that, it works beautifully. It works. I've had a lot of people report good success with it, but putting it out that proper way is the key.
Gotcha. Very good. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Give it a shot and let me know how it works for you, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. We've had a couple of people come on and then drop off. Maybe I answered their questions in another way. If you want to jump on here real quick, we've got one little segment left for you after this. It's 866. You can get on now at 866-444-3478. I mentioned that there is a company that's supporting our show now, and we're delighted to have them on board, that has something really cool. They're a roofing company, and they're a roofing company that's state-of-the-art at doing new roofs, any kind of roof that you can imagine, standing seam roofs to shingles to regular, you know, whatever you've got in mind. They also specialize in fixing roofs that are a problem in one way or another, you know, wind damage, storm damage, leaks, animals, whatever. They can help you with all of that better than anybody in the business. And if you're interested in something really, really cool, this vegetative roof garden is something they've really gotten into. So if you're interested in any of that, I'd recommend you call them. I think you'll enjoy visiting with them. They are really easy to work with and affordable and quality, state-of-the-art. Arrington Roof Company, arringtonroofing.com, or call them at this number, 214-698-8443. Or, like I said, arringtonroofing.com, and it's ARRINGTON, arringtonroofing.com. Let's see, speaking of Arlington, we got somebody calling from Arlington, not Arrington. David's talking to somebody. I guess he's ready to go. Rick in Arlington is next up. Hey, Rick.
Good morning, Howard. How you doing?
Fantastic. What can I do for you today?
So a few years ago, I have a neighbor that purchased some oxalis, the green version.
Mm-hmm.
And in my St. Augustine, in both my front and backyard, where it's a little thinner and under the shade, it just took over. And so much so that I've actually completely gotten rid of the St. Augustine, some of those areas, and put in big flower beds. Actually, I used some of that Agrilon you were just telling the other gentleman about, mm-hmm. but it seemed to be very expensive. Will pre-emergent get rid of the oxalis?
Well, it will help you from it germinating from seed. Yeah, it's not going to help you with any existing plants that are there. Is it growing in green right now?
Well, you know, yeah, somewhat, but I keep it mowed down also, yeah. Which helps, but, it's just become a real nuisance.
Well, the corn gluten meal will help you, but it's not going to help you with anything except seed germination. And the next time it's going to, germinate and start growing, it'll be in the spring. It's one that will grow. It can germinate in the spring or the fall. And, so you're going to have good timing on that. You can also spot spray it and kill it. Very effectively with the vinegar, 20% vinegar. But, of course, it's going to hurt the turf, grasses, and the other things that are in that area.
Yeah, well, yes, sir. Well, I've done some of the vinegar and some of my flower beds where it's just here and there. But, mm-hmm. you know, when it took over about 80% of the lawn, I finally just gave up. So.
Well, the other thing is just cave in and say, well, it likes it here so much, I'm just going to cultivate it and keep it as the main ground cover. That's the other possibility there. But the agri-lawn, I know, is a little pricey. If you put it out, though, the way I recommend it, you know, that real fine dusting and all, it goes pretty far. So if you really need to get rid of it at some point when it is actively growing, that's the best way to go. If you can spray it by itself like you've already done, use the vinegar. And the other thing is, what are you trying to grow in that area where it's a problem, the turf grass?
Well, originally it was just St. Augustine. I mean, like I said, in the shadier areas, I've just completely turned it into big flower beds now.
Yeah,
but I still have an area in the front yard that's maybe 10 by 30 of St. Augustine, so I'm trying to keep it just that one little small area.
Well,
the rest of it's all been turned into flower beds.
Yeah, good organic fertilizer will help you with that, too. I think what we talked about will do it. If you got something else, give me a call again, okay?
Okay.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be right back.
Can you be younger and stronger for longer? Is it possible to activate your body's own internal repair system? Yes, it is, and you can do it just as I did with Infinity Matrix. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. That's 800-341-2650. Looking and feeling younger never gets old. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Crazy Water. Crazy Water is what I drink, and you should too. Crazy Water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for taste, health, and body balance. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find nearby stores across Texas. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The the best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Well, let's go to Delaware. We got a couple of calls here. Mike is first up. Hey, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Could not be better. What's up with you?
Well, I was running through the radio stations, and this is the first time I listened to your program. And
welcome aboard.
It caught my attention. I live in a gated community in near Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and we have about 1,000 homes in a mostly golf club community, and we have tall fescue as our major grass. But the community is having a little bit of wild Bermuda picking up in some of our lawns, and we're having a very difficult time getting our lawn company to take care of this. You know, it's a $2 million contract. So my question is, what should we do as homeowners, meaning what should we do? What type of lawn care treatment should we suggest to our organization to help the community take care of this?
That's a tough one, Mike. Bermuda, you have Bermuda. Is it common Bermuda? You say wild Bermuda. Is anybody?
Well, I'm from the East Coast, so we call it wild Bermuda.
Okay.
But, you know, it's just like the other Bermuda that has, I think we call them Robertsons and Stylings. They go down and just spread everywhere.
Yeah.
We have tall fescue as our major grass.
Yeah, which makes sense. Doesn't make sense that you're having a problem from a warm season grass invading that so much. That's a little different. I don't know anything, unfortunately, that's going to kill the Bermuda and not hurt your fescue. That's going to be the problem.
Well, then, you know, it's always this difficult decision. You know, everybody wants beautiful lawns, and you pay to have beautiful lawns. And
yeah.
So in this case, I was hoping there was a magic bullet we could actually ask them to applicate over a 2 to 3 year period so that we could slowly restrain this from spreading.
Yeah. Now, the AgriLawn product that I've been talking about would not hurt the Bermuda at all. It hurt the fescue more than the Bermuda, probably. and any kind of spot spraying, and that may be what you have to resort to. If it's growing in spots here and there worse than other spots, you can spot spray and kill it with the 20% vinegar, or you can dig it totally out and put in new, fresh, solid sod fescue. But as far as anything, chemical, even if I recommended toxic chemicals, there's nothing that's going to kill the Bermuda and not hurt the fescue. So it's going to be a physical removal kind of thing, I'm afraid, for you.
I know, and I'll close on this, is that, you know, our community is anywhere from brand new to 15 years old. And two or three of the little sections are 5 to 12 years old. And as you can imagine, Bermuda slowly migrates from somewhere, from the lawnmowers or something, and some of our lawns are picking it up. And, of course, in another 4 or 5 years, it's going to contaminate larger areas.
Well, a couple of things I'll say as a final thing. One is a blend is not the end of the world. We have some golf courses and other areas of big turf here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where Bermuda grass and buffalo are growing together. And one of the universities especially thinks that's the end of the world. I don't. I think the blend can be fine.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. But you know, it's that difference. That tall fescue has that beautiful, deep, rich green color, and that Bermuda has that green, light yellow tint to it.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, we're spoiled. We're spoiled here. So
yeah. I've never heard that problem before, and I don't have an answer for you other than to live with it, blending together, use a lot of organic fertilizer to stimulate the growth of the fescue so it can overpower it. And the cooler weather and all that compared to what we have ought to, you know, benefit your fescue over the Bermuda grass. So just do those things and stick with it, and hopefully it'll work out. Let me go help some other people where I may have a little
bit more information. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Here's Trudy in Delaware. What's up with you, Trudy?
Hey, Howard. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Pretty much the chestnut trees that we have are approximately 10 years old, so they're well established. The problem is that we get worms in them. Is there anything we can do to help prevent that?
Yes, every spring, I'm going to be talking about this, and you should make a note to do it for sure. As the foliage first starts to emerge on your trees, you need to talk to one of the beneficial insect companies that we have on our website and buy some Trichogramma wasps. They're little microscopic wasps. They're inexpensive, very easy to put out. And these little wasps will keep the worms from ever happening. If you do get the worms, if you don't do it, and you have the worms eating the tree's foliage, you can spray with BT products like Thuricide or Dipel, or you can spray with spinosad products. But if you use the Trichogramma wasps, you will not have the problem. I appreciate your call very much, and I appreciate everybody being with us today. We've had a fast-moving show, as we always do. If you've got a question and I'm not around for the rest of the week, which I won't be, just send us a note to info@dirtdoctor.com, and we will try to help you out. Most of the questions can be answered on the website. Our library is in alphabetical order, and you might want to sign up for one of our courses, the 15-chapter course, the big one, or the short course. Somebody called and asked about what the tree company was in Waxahachie. And I'll be talking more about it as the show goes on, but the name is Texas Tree Farms. David, thanks for handling everything. I'll talk to a couple of people here that are holding before I leave, and I'll see you in a week. Enjoy those healthy gardens out there, everybody.